Beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on DI Plus.
I have a very important question for you.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember your very first drag performance? Where was it? What was it like? How old were you? Did you fall on your face?
No, I was three, and I was cosplaying Oprah Winfrey, and I had a talk show in my parents' living room. This is true. And I stuffed a pillow into like a muumuu, and I interviewed neighbors, and they didn't like it, but I didn't care, and that's a metaphor for my life. You look great in that bathing suit, and I'll see you soon.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by 2015. When you need a year to look back on and reflect on, maybe you might want to think about 2015. You can find them on the web at 2015.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a timely discount. Welcome to DIPLUS. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the 20... I almost did this with a straight face. I'm joined from the 2015 Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm doing great.
2015.
Doing great. Thank you for asking. You know, the fun thing about that is that I could have used anything up to like down to like 1985 and still kind of been correct, right? From the 1992 Free State of Arkansas. I'm trying to say that Arkansas is backwards is what I'm trying to say. Like they're stuck in the past.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
The fact that I had explained that joke. Just basically confirms my theory. So there.
Yes, exactly. Because I, as everyone knows, I am the state of Arkansas. I do represent the entire state.
Well, there's you, and there's Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and the 42nd president of the United States, or 40 something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The 40 something.
The 40-something the 40, president.
40-something, I don't know.
Whichever one, it doesn't matter. You know, he was the president for two terms.
40-something. Who was the 39th president, by the way, Adam?
Gosh.
Yes.
Well, let's
yes.
see.
He would say gosh. He would say gosh.
I don't know.
He's from the South.
Sure.
He's from the South.
I could Google it. Did he raise peanuts?
He did. He was a peanut farmer.
Jimmy Carter
was the 39th president.
Oh, there you go. Apparently, he still builds houses or something.
He does. The man is like 100. He's like 150 years old. He's a Nobel Prize winner and still like goes out and builds houses in the morning.
Yeah. I saw a photo of him with some tool belt on. I don't know if he was actually building or if it was like a photo op. I don't know how much work he actually did. But yeah.
Yep, there you go. So now, see, it's a little history lesson. That's why DA Plus, maybe we could get a grant, like an educational grant or whatever.
Right.
We teach people things. We share with people during this time of need. You know what, Adam? This is our very last show of 2015. I don't know if you knew that.
Aw, sad. Sadsies,
but it's all right. We're not going anywhere, so we'll be back in 2016.
DI Plus, we just wanted to let you guys know, DI Plus has been canceled by the Pride 48 Network.
Really? Wait, how did that work? I'm not sure. It was a coup. Someone took a fatty, took over and like canceled everybody.
But there's a new show coming by Adam and Daniel, and it's going to be called Dubious Intent.
Really?
That's it.
We're going to drop the plus.
Well, you know, the plus was canceled. So
I see. Now this is just because I know what this is too. This is just because you don't want people to say DI positive.
You shouldn't say that out loud. Because it will spur people on. It has nothing to. Yeah, if you bring attention to it, see if you ignore things, it doesn't take off. Although this seems to be taking off, so I'm hoping it doesn't.
We haven't taken off in 6 years, Adam. We're still waiting for that to happen. Anyway,
it is 9:17 p.m. in the evening.
Oh my God, you read my mind. What does that mean, Adam?
It can only mean one thing.
What would that be?
That we are streaming live over at pride48.com on the internet.
On the internet.
And we have a wonderful, beautiful, lovely, magnanimous chat room. Mm-hmm. Iconoclastic chat room. And Daniel, who might those chatters be this evening?
Why, chatting along with us this evening, Adam, I'm glad you forgot your name. It's hard to read a list of names and then use your name because I'm reading a list of names in my head here. Yes, they are very magnanimous because Mags is there. See, magnanimous. That's the only way that you can I could have saved that line whatsoever. We also have Auntie Vera Charles. We have Cyclone. We have Georgie. We have Gus Chad. We have Inappropriate Conversations Greg. We have RT Cruiser. We have Tim in Alaska. We have TT527 joining us in the chat room. Welcome. Welcome to you all.
Welcome, everyone.
So, tis the last show of 2015. I know I already said that, but I was going to ask you, do you have big, like, New Year's plans for next weekend?
No, well, I mean, we have, so, since I've been a couple, most recently, I mean, yes. I've been part of a couple several times in my life, but the most recent coupledom,
yes.
The tradition is that his friends all have a get together.
I remember this, right. And they only speak Tagalog, yes. And they only eat Korean food. And they basically just like, they make dumb American jokes right in front of your face. And like,
basically, they don't eat just Korean food because they're Filipino. So they would actually just eat
Filipino food. Right.
Yeah. They would just eat Filipino food. But yeah, that's basically how it goes. Sometimes they have a step and repeat.
And and you hate this party.
Well, I love all of the Filipino parties. Every one of them.
Oh, I wish I had crickets.
but anyway, so the plan is, I don't know exactly what's transpiring there. I think we're cooking some dish for that. Mm-hmm. And we will go over there.
You should throw them all off. You should throw them all off and make a Korean dish, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Of course, I make American things and then they end up not liking them. Mm-hmm. It's either because I'm not as good of a cook as I thought I was, or it's because they don't like American food. So, I mean, I made this dish one time that everyone loves. Everyone loves this dish. And this wasn't for the New Year's Eve thing. This was for some other thing, but it was a potluck.
Look, and it's called kimchi.
No, I made bacon.
That would be Korean food that you'd be taking.
I made bacon-wrapped green beans. And they have a brown sugar glaze on top of them, a brown sugar and garlic glaze. And everyone loves these. I mean, every American person I've ever served them to. Mm-hmm. But they just weren't a big hit. Now, I made creme brulee for them one time, and they all really liked that. So, but that's a really complicated thing. And you have to torch it, like, before you give it to each person, you need to torch it right then. So it's very complicated to take to a potluck. You're like standing in line as they go through the potluck with a torch, you know, okay, let me torch yours,
right.
You know, and anyway, so we'll go over there and I won't understand what they're saying. And
you should take Google, I'm serious, put your earbuds in and take Google Translate with you on your phone, you know, just like hit Google Translate and it should be able to detect it and like play it back for you.
You act like Google Translate is like the Star Trek, you know, translator, it's just going to be, you know, simultaneous, and there's a room full of people all saying different things. It will have no way of knowing.
I didn't say that it was going to be a perfect solution. I'm just saying if one person is telling a story, then just like, you know, surreptitiously just hit Google Hand Translate microphone and put your little earbud in and see what it says.
Hey, I'll try it and report back.
You report back, and I know how good they are at the Google Voice transcript, so I'm sure it's going to be great.
Does Google Voice or does Google Translate have Tagalog?
I don't know. Let's see. Let's find out. Translate@google.com. Let's see. What do I want to say? I want to say something like, hello, this is a stupid experiment. All right. And then we can say it in France. We can say it in French.
Bonjour, ceci est une expérience stupide.
Right. Stupide, which is pretty much, you know, how to say. Let's see. How do you spell Tagalog?
T-A-G-A-L.
No.
Oh,
I've already stopped. It's alphabetical. No, there's no Tagalog.
Okay.
Is Philippines even on here? Portuguese.
Yeah, it's Tagalog.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Just like it sounds.
They don't. I'm sorry.
I'm completely out of luck. Yeah, it was kind of like there are a couple of free language apps that you can get for Android, mm-hmm. but they only have the most common languages like French and Spanish and right. German. They don't have Swahili and Tagalog.
I think you should do that. I think you should set it to German and just see what
happens.
Say it in German. Like say it, like speak it in American. Go like, thank you. I wish you all a happy, you know, America. Here, I'll do this for you. So let's see, translate that google.com. So if you basically you say something like, welcome or thank you for allowing me into your home for this lovely New Year's celebration. Okay. So, and then what you do is then you'd play it back to them, right? In German.
Okay.
So then we'll see.
So that'll really confuse them.
Right. Yeah. But it would just,
what is he doing?
Look, he's making an effort. Right?
So willkommen. Like, vielen Dank dafür, dass ich in Ihr Haus für diese schöne Feier des neuen Jahres.
There you go. And then they'll be like, wow, he's really trying.
So anyway, we'll have the group selfie. We'll have the shots in front of the photos in front of the step and repeat. Mm-hmm. They'll eat a whole bunch of stuff.
You know, the only thing you can do to protest here, Adam, is just wear a ridiculous outfit.
Well, that's the other thing. They always have themes for the outfits.
Oh, my God. Show up in a diaper.
No, they always have themes for the outfits. Yeah, and this year, the theme, luckily, it's not too outrageous or anything this year. No. The theme is just bright colors. So you just have to come in bright colors.
Come in a brightly colored diaper.
Yeah.
Baby New Year. I'm marrying different cultures.
So anyway, one year it was, you know, whatever.
It was whatever. I like that year.
One year they did pajamas. So everyone came in their pajamas. And so, yeah, that's my plans. I mean, I haven't really planned anything out, but that's what we're going to do.
Oh, well, thank you.
What are your plans?
Oh, I thank you for asking. No, I am going to the traditional New Year's party at Kevin and Brian's, a.k.a.
Are you going to New Year's Rockin' Eve?
No. To the Danberries. You're familiar with the Danberries
yes.
Podcast listeners. The Danberries, Kevin and Brian. So, yes, I will be going to their New Year's party this year. Sans Big Fatty. Big Fatty will not be going with me. By the way, let me just say this. By the way, I'm going to do a Joe Batanzer. We'll edit this out. But I'm not going to edit this out. Last year when I went, it was like Robert and I kind of broke up right before the holidays. And Big Fatty,
like the day before.
And Big Fatty was here visiting for New Year's.
Oh, you broke up while Big Fatty was there?
No, we broke up before Big Fatty got here. But my point is that we all three went to the Danberries party last year, which was, I was the designated driver, so I didn't drink. And I had to ride back home from the Danberries with Robert and Fatty both drunk in the car. I should have recorded it. I swear to God, I should have recorded it.
I bet that was fun.
It was a very memorable New Year's, not one that I care to repeat. So
So this year you're going alone then?
I am. I'm going alone to the New Year's party at the Danberry's house.
Now for the Danberry's New Year's Eve soiree, are you allowed to bring a plus one?
Oh, yeah. Now, Kevin's already said, that, but I have no plus one to take, which is fine.
Well, you can take your friend Bill.
I could take, well, Bill, Bill
has
been invited.
Is he doing a New Year's Eve mass or something?
Probably.
A New Year.
Probably some Jesus thing that he's doing.
A vigil.
Bill has been invited before to not only that, but to their Meetapalooza thing. And he's, Bill is a very busy, very, very busy person. But what I wanted to say, Adam, I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. Thank you, Adam. Thank you for making me forget what I was going to say. I don't know. So I'm going out there.
You're
welcome. It'll be great. It'll be great fun at the Danbury this year.
So I know you've said last year, but it's been a while since last time we talked about this. What goes on at these events? I mean, do they have pin the tail on the donkey? Do they,
What exactly? Well, this is what you have to know. What you have to know is that Kevin is an evil bastard who makes like the most delicious baked goods and cook cooked things.
Oh, so, that's horrible. Right. Absolutely horrible.
It's kind of like Meetapalooza where Brian like smokes all the meat and it's just like you just keep stuffing it in your face because it's like that's basically what happens at their New Year's parties. You walk in and you're just assaulted. You're assaulted by a table of food. It's literally right there when you walk in and it's just got like all kinds of, and then Kevin is just like running around sweating and everything, like constantly popping things in and out of the oven and whatnot. But it's a lovely, there's a lot of people there. It's also their anniversary, by the way. See, that's why they always have the New Year's party, because it's their New Year's party plus their anniversary. So yeah, there's lots of alcohol, there's lots of revelry, there's kids, because a lot of their friends have kids, so there's kids running around, and it's fun, and they have a lovely
So
house.
Does anything special happen at midnight?
At midnight?
Do the balls drop?
At midnight,
or anything like that?
At midnight, the kids are shuttled out of the room, and the lights go off, and the lube comes out, that's what you wanted to hear, right? That's what you wanted to hear. It's like the porn music starts.
No, you know what? I didn't put this in the Trello, but speaking of that, I know that I am known in the community at large.
Yes.
As someone who has a tendency to be a little bit sexual.
Really?
or slutty or whatever. Wow. And I just want to say that really, for the most part, that's all in the past. I mean, not that I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. I'm just old now, and my old genes have kicked in, and I, you know, I've gotten fatter, and I'm, you know, I'm just not, I'm happily partnered, and I'm not. But I just wanted to say, I post a completely innocuous photo on Facebook the other day. And it was a picture with Mark and Sydney both laying. Sydney was laying next to me, and Mark had his head on my chest.
I've seen this picture. I've seen this photo, yes.
Okay. And I thought, and I was laying there watching TV, and they were both asleep. And I thought, oh, this is really sweet. I'm just going to take a picture of this, and I'm going to post this. Because I think this is a sweet moment, you know, that we should cherish.
Now, I understand. All right, so let me just ask you real quick. I know you don't watch TV, so was it Netflix? Basically, you were watching Netflix and chilling.
Well,
basically,
it might have been Netflix. Actually,
Netflix and chill with the dog and the boy. Why? Here's the thing. For those of you who've never seen this photo, it is blurred at the most obvious places. Like, okay. You cannot see where Mitten's lips are, where his mouth is. He might be asleep, or he might just have something in his mouth, and he's like,
first
he's laying
all,
down
wait, wait
near
minute,
your
wait a minute,
near
wait.
Your midsection.
So
the dog has an inquisitive look on her face.
I only had my arm would only reach so far, so I couldn't get more of him in the photo.
Then why did you blur? Didn't use a different filter?
No, I didn't blur it out. The photo was rectangular, and Instagram adds the blur at the top and the bottom to make it a square. Instagram did that. I didn't even.
Your Honor, I swear it wasn't me. It was Instagram.
Okay, look. Take a photo that's rectangular using your phone and then try to post it in Instagram. It's going to add blur at the bottom and the top. And what it does is it takes the same photo and just blurs it and blows it up.
Right. No, so there was a lot of blowing going on in that photo. Let me tell you that right now.
And anyway, the first comment I get, I'm thinking, oh, everybody's going to think this is so cute. You know, and it's like, and the first comment is from Chad. Chad.
Yes, yes.
And who decides to change his name apparently every 6 months.
Yes.
But anyway, it says, I like that it's blurred at the bottom. Right? And then Auntie Vera Charles says, just what exactly is Mark doing? And then my friend from college, and then I said he's sleeping. And then my friend from college says, what's the 15 minutes later pic?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, you guys, just get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what the 15 minutes later picture is. It's a picture, just a close-up of Mitten. It's like, hey, that's not a candy cane.
This is where my mind is right now. I thought that was a sweet, touching photo. And yet all of my friends.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to call bullshit on this right this very moment.
I honestly did not think that until someone made that comment.
I'm going to call bullshit on this. I'm going to go look right now. Adam Burns. No, I don't want notifications. I just want to look at Adam Burns' page.
Thank no matter what people think of me, I honestly did not think that it looked like that until someone in the comment.
All right, Adam. There were literally one, two, and one of them's yours. So yours doesn't even count.
I have very few friends.
There's five comments and 30 likes. What that means, Adam, is that you're once again concentrating on the very tiny percent. 30 people looked at it and went, oh, how sweet. And they gave you a like. So what are you bitching about? The majority of the people that saw that said, oh, that's cute. And they gave you a like. There's people that saw it that may have even said, oh, that didn't click on like. You're basically basing this off of two people, which would be Chad and Auntie Vera Charles.
Well, that's true. But Auntie Vera is a very important person in my life. So anything that he says, it scars me.
It totally does look like he's like giving you a blowjob, though.
Well, I did. Oh, I see it now. But when I took, he was nowhere near my dick. His head was on my chest. I mean, anyway.
Until you pushed
it
down.
He was sleeping. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, that's it. I try to take sweet photos, and there you go.
Oh, I didn't make a comment on it. I liked it. I was one of the people that looked at it, and that's the lie, because I didn't like it. I just went, oh, no, I just liked it right now.
Did you just say, aw?
Just right
now. Did you really?
Yeah,
you looked at it and went, aw.
Yeah, I went, aw. Actually, at first I was like, wait, is that their house? I don't think it was like, there's a weird
yeah,
thing.
It is
and then
my
I
house.
Decided that that's a cage. Is that like Sydney's cage or something? There's like, what is that weird like structure right past your elbow?
Well, if you were one of my friends who thought everything was sexual.
That's when you put mittens at night. is that a ball gag next to it? That's, yeah, it's just,
yeah. No, it's there's a one of those doggy fences that, and we at night we close it so she is in one area.
Got it.
And it's we attach it in such a way that she has access to the doggy door so she can get in and out and she can get to her crate.
All right. Well, there you go. I see here that you have Christmas presents on the list, and we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to. What'd you get?
Well, before we do that, I was going to skip to one of these other things really quick because I think we can combine two of them here. You have Grace and Frankie, which I believe that's a Netflix original one with that came out like last year. The one with Lily Tomlin and
it came out this year. I'm pretty sure.
Well, 2015. I mean, but it came out a long time ago. I saw it over the summer. What's her name, though? It's Lily Tomlin and
it's got Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda. That's what I was going for. And we've talked about this on the after show before. The absolute worst actor in the universe, Sam Waterston. And what's his name? The president from West Wing.
Now that you asked, I can't think of his name. But yeah, he played the president on West Wing.
I'm just saying.
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen. Who does a much more believable job at being gay than Sam Waterston.
Anyway, now, I was just going to say, did you want me to talk about it or were you going to?
No, I'm going to piss off Vera Charles. We have an honest disagreement as to whether Sam Waterston did a good or bad job in that show. And I'm sorry, Vera. I'm just saying, not my style of acting. Anyway, go ahead. You can talk about that show. But so did you like it?
Yes. So I'm not going to speak about acting or anything like that because, look, I'm not an acting critic.
Right.
But the concept of the show, for anyone, it's called Grace and Frankie, and it's two older women who are married, and their husbands are in love with each other. And at the beginning of the, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but really, you see this in the first episode, so whatever. At the beginning of the first episode, the husbands break up with their wives, basically, and tell them they're in love and they're going to get married. To each other. And the whole course of the season is just first Grace and Frankie hate each other and kind of how they come together and kind of help each other cope with this situation. And I thought, first of all, I thought it was really interesting to see, and I don't know how this would happen, but there are actual older gay men who have been in similar situations.
It isn't so.
Where they're married.
Yes.
You know, and they've had to tell their wives. And anyway,
Adam, when you get my age, you are one of those old men and people around you that are friends you went to high school with suddenly get divorced. And
anyway, I think there are funny moments in it. There are kind of touching moments in it. There's a struggle. One of them, even though he's gay, he really misses his wife. And so it lets you know that just because you're gay doesn't mean you can't. You know, I mean, it shows that whole the complication of the emotions. Of he wants to move on with his life and live with his lover and get married and all that.
Relationships are about feelings. More than just sex, is basically
right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, I loved it. I watched the whole thing over the weekend, and can I just say,
no,
Jane Fonda looks fabulous for 78.
So what age does she not look fabulous for?
I don't know, but she looks fabulous.
So if she was 50, she'd look like shit. But for 78.
No, I just think she looks really good for 78.
She
I mean,
just
do you look, not
but
agree?
You know what I'm trying to say? You don't have to qualify it. She looks great. I mean, she's
Jane Fonda. Does. She does. She looks great.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, Lily Tomlin looks okay, but if you compare the two of them, Jane Fonda, I mean, she looks hot. She looks hot.
Well, there you go.
I mean, she is a hot grandma.
Maybe you should leave Mittens to marry her,
right.
Which would then they would make a new series called Adam and Boyfie.
So I wonder if they're going to make another season. I was looking it up and on Wikipedia it says...
If you were going to get divorced from him and marry her, then she would have... No, then Mittens would have to marry... I don't know. You have to let me think about this for a second. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying? I was working out the logistics of the new hit Netflix show, Adam and Boyfie.
I was just trying to look it up and see if they were going to make a season two.
Oh, I'm sure.
And on Wikipedia, it just said season two TBA. So...
Yeah.
It didn't say it was canceled. I mean, with Netflix, you don't really have a canceled. They just decide to make another one or not, probably.
We just quit playing it. Anyway, so now I'm glad you had a good experience with the Netflix original series, because I would like to point out another Netflix original series that you should absolutely not watch if for any reason. Unless, okay. Here's the only reason you should watch Making a Murderer, which is a documentary, a new Netflix documentary that just hit a little while ago. It's like, I think this past month. The only reason you should watch this show is if that you are somehow, you know, have an excess of happiness in your life. Like in one of those, you are so happy.
No.
You are so incredibly happy that you need to be brought down several levels. Because let me tell you this, this documentary, and this isn't the only one, by the way, I've watched several documentaries recently that just have this thing where they just end badly. But it's just like, it's so sad because this guy is framed, you know, this guy, I'm not giving anything away here. This is in the trailer, right? The guy that we're you know, concentrating on here was imprisoned for 18 years for a rape crime. And then when the DNA technology came along, they realized, you know, there's like the guy that raped him, the guy that committed the rape, you know, wasn't him. The DNA proved that it wasn't him. And the other guy had been arrested 10 years prior of him being in jail for, and had already confessed to the other crime. Right. It's like, but the point is that he gets released after this time. And so this entire documentary basically follows him like trying to, you know, get his life back in order. And then the police arrest him again for another crime that they basically lay out how he could not possibly have done it. But the sheriff like was convinced that it makes you so angry. Just the,
so he gets convicted for,
yeah, he's still in prison right now for another, they've basically, they coerced like, his nephew was like retarded. Well, I'm sorry. Had an IQ of 69. It was like, so it's like literally they show you the actual interrogation tapes where he's so, you know, so-called it, you know, confesses to it. And it's basically like, you were there that night, weren't you? Yes. And you hit her with a gun. Yes. And then you stabbed her. Yes. And it's just like, he didn't use any of his own words. He was basically just wanted to get the, you know, he was just saying whatever they wanted to hear. It was so maddening.
I don't like depressing.
Do not watch it.
Recently, that's why I've started watching, and maybe people will think that's ridiculous, but one of the reasons I used to not watch very much reality TV shows at all, like very many reality shows, but I think recently I've started watching more reality TV because generally they may be over the top and like dramatic, but generally they're not like depressing, whereas a lot of the TV shows that I would tend to watch could be very depressing, crime shows and things of that nature. So, you know, holiday baking challenge, you know, that there's no way that's going to be depressing. So, you know,
I was so invested in this. It's like a 10-part documentary. So 10 hours of Netflix. I was so invested. I'm just like, oh my God, there's no possible way they're going to take me this, you know, showing me all these details. There's no possible way that this doesn't end with him being released.
And now, Daniel, let me tell you something.
Yes. What?
Have you heard of this interconnected series of wires?
I know. I could have looked it up at any point. I could have looked it up at any point.
It is a true story.
I know. And I Googled it after the fact. But I didn't Google because it was done so well. God damn it. It was just like I was wrapped up in the story. It was just like I just was like, oh, they're not going to take me down this road. And like, oh, just dangle me that way. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
So that's what I did over the weekend. I watched that. I also, you know, I caught up on my YouTube, Adam. I don't know. I know you don't do a lot of YouTubing.
Oh, it's time for the Daniel Brewer YouTube update.
It is. It's the, I want to tell you, I
brought
was,
to you.
Oh, you Skyped out. What, it brought you by what?
I know I stopped because I couldn't think of anything. Brought to you
by
that guy whose name I can't think of, who got broke up with by the guy who won the contest to be his boyfriend.
I wasn't even going to talk about the whole Matthew Lush and...
Yeah, brought to you by Matthew Lush.
And Casper Tate. I wasn't going to bring that whole thing up, hashtag cashew. But no, that was... You know what? There was no more cathartic video that I've ever watched in my life than the one where Matthew Lush is crying his eyeballs out because his imaginary boyfriend didn't do what he wanted him to do. And because he's such an arrogant fuck. And she's like, you deserve that. You deserve those tears. You weren't actually hurt. You like, anyway, it doesn't matter. You don't get me started on this, Adam.
Wow. You are so affected.
I would like to point my attention to one of my other subscripted channels.
Subscriptees.
Subscriptees would be people that subscribe to me.
That would be subscriptors, wouldn't it?
They're very iconoclastic. I'm not really sure. I wanted to point my your attention, Adam, to one of the channels that I watch religiously. The here, those in the chat room, he has a new intro. Any idea who it is?
No.
Merry Christmas, everybody. So I got an Apple gift card to the Apple Store for a present this year, and to
that's Archer.
A little early Christmas present.
It is the twink known as Paul Armstrong.
Yeah.
that you can find on the YouTubes at paularmstrong.com. Or not paularmstrong.com. What am I trying to say? You can find him on YouTube by just searching for Paul Armstrong. Wow. Can't talk. What I wanted to, but speaking of people that can't talk, I just wanted to say, how do you pronounce the lady assistant that is available from Microsoft? How do you pronounce her name?
Oh, God. What is her name? Cortana.
Yes. All right. So it's Cortana. Now, how would you pronounce the name? That is correct. That is how most people would pronounce that name. How would you pronounce the name of the Apple?
Which is a language.
The Apple personal assistant.
Siri.
I'm sorry. Say that. I got this stupid Star Wars noise on my YouTube. Say that. What would you say?
Siri.
Siri. Now, yeah. One YouTube twink star, Paul Armstrong, insist on saying it Siri. Listen to this.
Being this screen that says that I can set up my Apple TV using my Wi-Fi settings and my Apple ID from my phone. So let's choose that. You press and click.
It's very exciting.
Unlock your iPhone, enable Bluetooth, pull device close to the Apple TV.
I should have bookmarked where these things were.
Let's put the phone close to the Apple TV.
Oh my God.
Looking for my Wi-Fi.
This is what I wanted to say. He says Siri.
Well, now you have to let us hear it.
Here we go. Let's see. Stop it.
Plus, 6S plus. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it wants me to choose location services. So I will choose those. Use Safari. I will use Safari.
Okay, very clearly on the screen says Siri, and he said Safari. But that's not, it was just earlier in the video where he said Siri. I'm sorry, I can't find it.
Dang it, what a letdown. I wanted to hear him say it. Oh, well.
I just was curious because Paul
a regional thing.
No, Paul knows everything about Apple. He's like an Apple fanboy. So I figured maybe they just renamed it or something.
It really confused me that he uses his real name now. I'm really confused. But anyway, there you
go. Speaking of things that you shouldn't say.
Paul
Armstrong. Yes.
Yeah.
You can check him out on YouTube. Paul Armstrong. The thing, speaking of things that you should not do on the internet. I'm trying to find this.
What shouldn't you do on the internet, Daniel?
I'm trying to find this post. This post that came in from Steve the Satyr. Did you see the musical post that came in from Steve the Satyr?
No.
Anyone have a link to the musical? I'm trying to get there to it. Let's see. Here we go. This is the this was posted by Steve the Satyr the other day.
On the first day of Crim, a big fatty gave to me a little showy squeaky kitty.
Okay, so it's at this point during the song that I immediately look at the length and go, oh my God, is he going to do all fucking 12 verses? Like every single, like just keep repeating these bad puns 12 fucking times in a row? Because this song is the most insidious fucking Christmas song that has ever been written. Because it's just like, it's not the repetition of it, it's just the repetition of the short piece. It is such a repetition. Oh, it's just, even most people that do this song don't even do all 12 verses, Adam. They like, you know, jump around because they know that people get like fatigue over the 12 days of Christmas. No. Steve takes us on a glorious tour of every fucking day of this.
Well, he's already at five.
Five gold cock rings. Four rubber gloves, three strips of bacon, two big balls, and a little showy squeaky kitty.
All right, so this thing goes on, literally, for 4.5 fucking minutes.
Now, where was this posted?
It was posted on the Fried 48 Facebook page. You can go over there to the Fried 48, no, I'm sorry, Facebook group over there. You can also find this thing. I'm sure Fatty will kill 4 minutes of his show with it at some point. So I'm sure
he will. Oh, you know, speaking of Big Fatty, can I just give a little, I know we're like way off script tonight, but can I just say that I think it's bullshit. First of all.
There you go. Then you can just leave it right there. Now, Big Fatty, I think it's bullshit.
Now, I just want to say, I don't want to come across as being someone who loves the Big Fatty show and will be so sad when it ends at episode 3000. But I do want to say this. He's making this big deal about ending on episode 3000 and all this stuff. And originally he made a big deal about the fact that he put out a show every day, a new episode, 5 days a week.
Yes.
And
except during this time of year when it's all just pre-recorded and
And now it's not even just pre-recorded. Now I'm not caught up, but he asked, I believe what is going to happen is a couple of days during Christmas that I haven't listened to yet will be replays of old episodes.
Yes.
And yet he's numbering them as new episodes.
Yes.
Now, I think that is cheating his listeners.
He also did this last year too. Last year he did like the repeat of all the Christmas shows to the new. Now the way he gets away with this, Adam, there's a little legal loophole that this little bastard uses that most people don't realize. He actually does a new intro and outro before he plays them, so he gets to call them. It's like changing one of the chemicals in Crest so that you can call it New Crest. It's like
See, I don't think that counts.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Get a completely new episode.
Really, Adam? So where do you draw that line? What level of content?
The whole episode needs to be new.
The entire, so you cannot use we've played clips of old shows.
I think everyone knows the distinction. When your beginning bit and your end is new, but the entire middle 15 minutes is pre-recorded stuff. And all you're doing at the beginning is saying, hey, everyone, hope you're having a great Christmas season. Here's a look back at episode blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Can I honestly ask you this question?
Yeah, you can. Well, I hope all your questions
now
are
you
honest.
Now you know I love Big Fatty. I love Big Fatty.
I know you do.
I love Big Fatty. But those 20-minute shows, it's basically 2 minutes of material around burps and farts and, you know, it's the same squeaky kitty voice. It's like, you're going to hang your hat on the fact that there's no original content on the Big Fatty show? This is how you're going to hang your hat?
I'm speaking for all those people who are going to be sad when episode 3000
2000 hit, which, by the way, I didn't call in and thank him. You know, I didn't call him and wish him a happy 2000 because I don't do that, right? He's only two thirds done. He's like, I'm not going to what the fuck? I don't call someone like two thirds of the way through the job and go, hey, happy two thirds day. You're doing great. But here's the thing. It took, 6 or 7 days for him to play all the congratulatory phone calls? It's like, if he tries to end at episode 3000, it's literally, there's going to be episode 3020 of just all the thank yous, you know, from like 3000 to 3020. So there's no way that he's going to end.
And then a month later, it'll be the Big Fatty cast, the big fatty cast. It was the little fatty cast, then it was Big Fatty.
Now it'll be old fatty. It'll be old fatty.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. And
maybe he'll call it Fatty and Friends.
He could. You know, he's on Target with a Stick almost every week.
Somebody should buy that URL right now and send it to him.
I'm not buying any more URLs.
Send Fatty the Fatty and Friends URL. Just send that right to him. He'll be like, I don't know what to do with this. What the hell do I do with that? That's my one and only Big Fatty impersonation, by the way. What about all those episodes that I did for him? Does he count? He counted those too. The ones Joe Batance and I did 5 original shows for him.
Well, that's new content. So,
I remember like a year ago, Kathy Bacon and Joe Batance and I did a full show for him.
Still, that is not a replay of an almost entire previous episode and numbering it as a new one.
I don't think you realize the treacherous ground that you are walking on. I'm going to say one word to you. I'm just going to say one word to you, and I'm going to see if the light bulb goes off on top of your head.
Okay.
Bleed.
I understand. But that person is not ending after 3,015 episodes, you know, 5 days of original content every week.
I know for a fact, you know, I have heard whatever. A Vera Speaks for Real episode before where she's like, you know what, lovies, I'm very busy right now, but I wanted to give you an episode, but here's a bleed that I've already played, but Hoyven, people haven't heard it before, Hoyven, and is like, and then I'll be back at the end to talk to you. So he did exactly the same thing. A little bit at the beginning, a little bit at the end, repeat in the middle. It's called a clip show and it's legal.
You know, I've never understood playing for a podcast to... I've never understood podcasts having reruns because podcasts are recorded medium that is every episode is available.
No, not Next Blind, by the way. Next Blind is no longer available on the internet. Let's listen to our phone call here, Adam. Let's go. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Anthony Cruiser for the Celebrity Deathphone. Australian singer and rock icon, Stevie Wright, dead. You would maybe know him as the lead singer from the Easy Beats who had a worldwide hit with the song Friday on My Mind. Okay, bye.
See, I know Stephen Wright as a comedian. So when I see Stephen Wright, I think the comedian. You know, it's that guy that talks. He has a very distinctive kind of like, he talks like this.
But that's not the same
That's
person,
not him. No,
right?
This is some Australian person that he's talking about. Also, I believe, no, that was Will Wright. Will Wright is the guy that wrote The Sims.
You know, I feel bad, though, because if I were an Australian, I might really think some of these people that RT Cruiser said were celebrities. So I do feel like sometimes we're being a little bit Americanist, you know?
I'm trying to get to Stephen Wright musician And it still is showing me farce songs made by the comedian Stephen Wright. Here but we go. I have a Stevie Wright, Australian singer. He was a rock singer. He was for what group was this? Doesn't say. What I don't know. You know what, Adam?
I'm sure he's famous in Australia.
All right, fine. Congratulations.
And I just want to say, in case RT Cruiser doesn't think that we've been fair to him, the last five wins on our spreadsheet so far are RT Cruiser.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
Ha! So there you go, RT Cruiser. Don't call us unfair. Anyway, thank you very much, RT Cruiser. Anyway, we're done with the whole thing, right, though. We'll see. Did I talk about that? We talked about that. I think we're done, except for Christmas presents. Adam, what did you get for Christmas?
Well, it's going to be difficult because I'm coming through Google Hangouts, so it might not sound any different.
Yes.
But my wonderful, fabulous boyfie.
Yes.
Got me.
From the new Netflix series, Adam and Boyfie.
He got me a Heil PR-40.
You make it sound so Hitlerish. Heil. Heil.
He got me a Heil PR-40. So I know
we're microphone buddies.
After like 8 years of podcasting, or however long, I don't even know how long I've been podcasting, 8 or 9 years of podcasting, I now have an actual professional microphone.
You're up in the big leagues. It was just a microphone designed by Jerry Heil.
And I know I'm not supposed to get away from it. And
I'm so sorry. That was Jerry Garcia. It's Bob Heil, who was the sound guy for Jerry Garcia.
And I got a Raspberry Pi 2.
Wow.
Which I wanted. I already have a Raspberry Pi, but what I want to do is try Windows IoT. So I needed a Raspberry Pi 2 to put that on.
We're not in the tech segment, so you can tell people that's the Internet of Things.
Yeah. And then a bunch of his friends always get me presents. Mm-hmm. And they always want to get me t-shirts, but none of them know my size. So if anyone needs a extra small Filipino boy size t-shirt, you know, please write to me at Woodland Hills, California.
You're talking to podcasters. You know, we have some thin listeners, though.
Yeah.
Thin listeners.
Mark has gained a little weight since he met me. He can't even fit into some of the shirts they bought him.
Wow. You know what? Howard, it probably fit Howard.
Who's Howard?
That's Vera's boy.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about, but you just said Howard. Like, I'm going to know. Anyway, what did you get? I think you might have already.
Here's the thing, Adam, and I'm very happy that I did this because I think it's just, you know, it's just life, right? I didn't get anyone Christmas presents, and I didn't get any Christmas presents. I did get a couple of Christmas presents from people, but I wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I didn't want to. I'm just kind of like this thing where it's like, I'm happy to just give people gifts when I see them. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
I would have gotten you something, but you never give me gifts.
Yeah, I don't want anything. And I don't think it's like, it's too much hassle. I don't think that we should like combine our like gifts all to one day. Right. As I said before, I got a lovely gift from Vera and Gooch. Thank you guys so much for that. It was the Hickory Farms thing that we talked about before. The two Rob sent me a gift, which I can't talk about on the show because it's dirty. So the Rob sent me a dirty gift. And but those are my gifts that I got. I hope I'm not forgetting.
What did you get yourself? Because I know you said you got an Xbox.
I did. I got myself a new TV, a new Xbox One, a spare Xbox One controller. Oh, that was the Xbox One with the Kinect, by the way. So I have the Kinect.
Okay.
Out there. Let's see. What else did I? Oh, I got a sound bar. You know, one of those sound bars that goes under the TV, and then it has a subwoofer and rear channel speakers. Yes. I got one of those. I got myself a laser level. That was one of my stocking stuffers, a laser level.
Very nice.
Got myself a new memory card for my new tablet that I had gotten previously. So I had more memory for my, my new Android tablet that I have. Let's see, what else did I get?
I got my stepfather and my brother these wristbands that have magnets on them that you can like, when you're screwing or nailing something and you're alone, there's a very strong magnet in it. So you can attach the screws or the nails to the wristband and have them right there to hand, you know, while you're doing your project.
Cool.
And I got them this really tiny lithium battery that will jumpstart your car.
Because you need that.
Well, you keep it in your car in case you get, you know, you have an emergency and you need to jump your car.
Right.
But it also has USB slots on it for like charging your cell phone or a laptop or anything like that. Anyway, it's really nice.
Nice. Well,
I got Mark an Apple Watch.
Oh, there you go. Now
he loved it.
Now, the only exception to that rule is I do send my three nephews gift cards. So I sent them Amazon gift cards. And I spent a lot of time on it, too, because I knew I was going to send them all the same denomination gift card, right? Like, so, you know, here you go. Here's a $50 gift card. But what I, on Amazon, there has a little thing where you could suggest a gift. So the gift card, when it comes in the email, says, hey, here's an idea for a gift and here's a gift card. Right. So I spent probably a good 2 hours going through Amazon for the most obscure, fucking stupid items that cost close to $50, because you could round it up to 50, right? So it's like, I know one
just
of them,
for the joke.
Yeah, basically. So I sent one of them the suggestion that they get like a microwave repair motor. It's like the magnetron for a GE microwave. I sent the other one that they should get it was a replacement part for a dryer, for a Kenmore dryer. That was like the part of the dryer motor for a gas.
Well, because everyone
dryer.
Can use one of those.
Right. And then my third nephew, it was like a big Mac cosmetic spread. That like is a little Mac cosmetic gift, you know, like the essentials or whatever. So,
right.
So there you go. So I got all of those. I sent those out. So those are the Christmas presents I sent out. By the way, in the chat room, Tim in Alaska says that they do the exact same thing in their household.
You know, Mark and I weren't going to get anything for each other because that trip that we took was going to be our Christmas present.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
But then when we got around to it, we both chickened out and decided the other one was probably going to get us something. So it's like, I got to get him something if he's going to get me something. You know, it's kind of like that. Right?
Then you went crazy, right? Because a Heil PR40 is not cheap.
No, but I got him an Apple Watch. So
I understand I'm just saying that a Heil PR40 is nice. Like, what are they're running what? $299, $399?
They're around $300.
About $299.
But the Apple Watch was more than that. So.
Oh, I know. But I mean, but he also got you a Raspberry. Well, Raspberry.
That's true. He did. He may have spent more than I did. But
well, Raspberry Pis are like,
that's his bad.
No, Raspberry Pis are like $70. They're nice.
No, like $30. He didn't give me
the new Pi 2 with that case? With that case?
It's like $35 bucks. No case. Just the Raspberry Pi.
Oh, okay. Wow. We've just completely run off the rails here, haven't we?
All right.
You know what? We've been talking for 50 minutes and like we've said absolutely nothing. Adam, let's do this.
We never do.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a theme, a musical theme, for somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will guess who it's going to be. I don't know, I should write that down because that always confuses me. Yeah, my head, brain, and mouth words, I will decide whose birthday it is. By the way, that phrase came from Wheezy Waiter, another one of those twink YouTubers.
Yes, you will, Daniel. Yes, you will.
Thank you, Joe Batance.
All right, I don't remember which channel is which. So, all right. So
CBS
here is our
is now NBC.
I'm going to tell you, Auntie Vera, I'm hoping will know this one. I don't think that you will. You might, but I'm thinking Auntie Vera
already
might.
Now. I want to make, even if I know it, I don't want to say so because now it's just like, oh yeah, I guess you are old enough to know this one, right? It's
gonna all be right. Like, so here we go.
Here we go.
Take a look at my face, got a really long beak, a great big smile, and it helps me to speak. And so I'll say it loud, and I'll say it proudly. I'm glad to be the...
This is Big Bird.
That's Big Bird, and I have one more. I have one more.
This is going to be Carol Spinney, but go ahead. Is this Oscar?
Oh,
it's Oscar! Oscar the...
Well, you do know that. You did know.
Now, in my defense... I am a huge Jim Henson / Muppet fan. So it's like, I do know a lot of stuff about the
Auntie
Muppet.
Vera didn't even get a chance to run to the keyboard. And
however,
in.
I will tell you this. A documentary on Netflix right now that you should absolutely give it a watch. It's called I Am Big Bird, The Carol Spinney Story. So I had recently watched that. The guy that does Big Bird's voice also still usually plays Big Bird. He's in that costume. He's in that 7-foot tall, you know, with his hand up above his head, like doing that costume.
Now, What I read said played Big Bird and Oscar, so I don't know if he still does.
He
or
still
voiced.
Well, he has assistants now, so he doesn't, like, if you see Big Bird in, like, you know, at the Oscars or see him in some, like, really high profile thing, that's going to be Carol Spinney. But sometimes on the show, like, I would say, like, more often than not on the show nowadays, it's his understudy. So he can still, but then he's like, oh yeah, you do it. You know what I'm saying? He has an understudy, right, that he's grooming to be the next Big Bird. But for the most part, it is still Carol Spinney's voice.
Well, there you go. So Carol Spinney. So you need a ta-da or whatever.
Ta-da for me.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should start everyone by, well, I don't think you'll ever get this one. Because
I thought it was going to be like, you know, it's like Red Butler or something, or like Red Buttons or something.
Well, it's a voice, but I didn't realize you were a Sesame Street aficionado.
I grew up, you know what? Sesame Street was so right in my wheelhouse. The Children's Television Network started basically when I was like, you know, a newborn, like a preschooler, like newborn. So I like grew up with Sesame Street. And then by the time I was like a young adult, you know, like a teenager or whatever, the Muppet Show was on TV. And then after that, when I was a young adult, Fraggle Rock was on HBO, which I also watched. So it's like, I grew up with the Muppets my entire life. I mean, they have been there for me all, you know, throughout the entire thing. By the way, Gates McFadden was a Muppeteer.
Oh, I did not know that. You know,
for those of you out there who don't know who Gates McFadden is, she's Dr. Crusher, Dr. Beverly Crusher on Star Trek.
Sesame Street is now on HBO.
That is true and not true. So HBO
will still be on PBS.
Some of them will. So they basically said, hey, we're going to double the amount of money that you get from the government, and we just want you to make twice as many shows. But the half, the new half, because they were only doing like 14 a year for PBS, is like, so those new 14 only go to HBO.
Really? They were only doing 14 shows a year?
Yes. Well, they've been doing this for 30, you know, what, 40? I'm 48. So they've been doing this.
It comes on every day, though. I thought they did a daily show.
They did for a long time, but now they just cut through all those old things. It's like, how many times, how many different ways can you teach someone the alphabet? A lot of those little pre-recorded things don't lose their relevance.
Oh, so they just cut in like Big Fatty does?
All right, so like,
they just put in pre-recorded material?
Yeah, all of it's pre-recorded material. It's live, Adam.
But you know
what I'm saying. When there, today is about the letter A, they have 40 years worth of letter A material to pull from.
That's true. But the actors, they can't do that with the actors because they're older now.
But have you never watched Sesame Street? The actors are not that big of a part of the show. Most of the Sesame Street show are cartoons and little, you know, fun little stop motion things. And it's like, those are all interchangeable that they like bring back out. There's 2 + 2 still is 4. I don't know if you know this.
That's true.
It is still 4. 48 years later.
So do they still do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12?
Yes.
Or whatever.
I'm sure they do because they, just like HBO recycles their, you know, their old 1970s, you know, big opening things.
Wow, 14 a year is such a small number. So now they're going to do 28 a year.
Yes. Now they're going to do 28 a year, but 14 of them will belong to HBO, which they'll get to play first on HBO and then play on PBS later.
All right. Here is our, so Carol Spinney is 82 years old, and here is our next birthday.
Wasting away again in
margarita. Now I know that, stop the music. Were you thinking that this was going to like be obscured? You know I'm a Floridian, right? You know I was born and raised in Florida.
I try to choose songs that you'll know, especially
well, this
for
is Jimmy
singers.
Buffett. There is no Floridian in the universe that wouldn't know Jimmy Buffett.
It's Jimmy Buffett.
He's like a demigod down in Florida.
Yeah,
yes.
It's Jimmy Buffett.
That was Wasting Away Again in Margaritaville. There was an entire restaurant chain called Margaritaville.
I don't try it. If I wanted to stump you, Daniel, I could stump you every single week.
Oh, I know.
Week.
You
I
could.
Try.
You could play something current.
Yeah. Or I could pick some movie actor and play themes to movies that no one, no one would recognize or something.
Sounds like Star
Anyway,
Wars.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett. Ta-da, is 69 years old.
I saw Adam Alden's thing was lit up. I thought he was typing something because he's the other Floridian in the room. I thought Alden was going to say something.
All right, here is our next birthday.
How come you college motherfuckers think y'all run everything? Motherfucker. You owe me some money, motherfucker.
You motherfuckers talking about?
Motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy. I eat the butt. I eat everything.
How? At what point am I supposed to interrupt and say this is Samuel Jackson? But
you can interrupt at any time.
It's Samuel Jackson.
It is Samuel L. Jackson. That was a That was a montage.
It's a montage.
Saying.
A motherfucker montage.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I was waiting for the more motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking planet.
That's like a 15-minute montage. I have no idea where that would come. He must say motherfucker a lot.
Samuel Jackson. He was very famous for basically Mace Windu and for being, what's his name from S.H.I.E.L.D.? Nick Fury.
Well, wasn't he?
What?
I don't know if he's famous for it, but wasn't he on, that movie that everyone loves that I hate?
Pulp Fiction?
Yes, that one.
Yes, he was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. So he's famous for that too, I guess. All right, two more.
Wow, this segment is going great. We've screamed and yelled about the Lincoln. This is the theme to American Idol.
It is the theme to American Idol. I have one more.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Because there are multiple people on American Idol.
There are. There have been.
Ariana Grande, new music. Focus. Focus on me.
Were you practicing your routine during that song? Are those some of the dance moves?
Yes, I was marking the choreo.
Yes.
I plan on teaching it to you after.
Who is... that's not going to go well. Who's the focus guy?
It's a mystery.
So I'm assuming we're going for the male voice.
Is his name...
We are going for the male voice.
That would be one Ryan Seacrest.
It is Ryan Seacrest.
Of radio fame / Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve fame / the hardest working man in show business.
Yeah, he has On Air with Ryan Seacrest, which is a daily radio show.
It is.
On,
by the way, you do know those are largely pre-recorded, right? You do know that.
Well, I'm sure it's a music thing, so they pre-record the talking and then just piece in the music.
I'm just saying, it used to be. Right. There was a day in time, Adam, that like when on the radio, like when you would hear like, you know, hey, Tremonti Watts on 9:05 p.m. You're watching it. Hey, I got a request line call here and blah, 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 right? You know that all used to happen real time, like, right? And now these guys, like literally they show up in the morning, they have a script where they just do their intros and outros to the song, and then later those songs are mixed in with their thing. So they're not even in the fucking studio when it's happening.
No, that's true. But I mean, he also evidently, because I found that on YouTube, they also release some of his stuff on YouTube with him. And he does have a co-host as well. So I'm not sure.
All right. Maybe he's like a Howard Stern. Maybe he does. Maybe he really likes waking up in the morning.
I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of the music stuff is pre-recorded. The talk shows I listen to, however, are live.
I don't know if they're live, but I mean, he's doing them.
No, I understand that, but I mean, like the show I like in Dallas, they broadcast live. But anyway,
okay, great.
All right. So
Opie,
it's not a music
is that Opie?
Show.
You know, Anthony still does a damn show.
Anthony does?
Yes.
But Opie doesn't?
No, Opie, like, cause of this whole, no, so Anthony does his show.
Don't they have a station on Sirius or something?
No, they got fired. No, keep up with the times, man. No, they've been like canned for a long time. No, but Anthony went on and did his on YouTube now. And it is the most insane right-wing, racist, misogynistic shit that you'd ever heard in your life. It's just kind of like you didn't realize until years later, like how much Opie restrained him from just being an outright fucking racist. So
Opie just went on to like change tires at a Jiffy Lube or something?
No, I mean, come on. These guys had, you know, $60 million a year contracts, like, so $30 million a piece. It's not like any of them are hurt. It's like, that's kind of like when, what's his name? Jay Leno got like, they were trying to oust him out of the Tonight Show and everybody, but he needs to make a living. It's like, for fuck's sake, he has $70 million in the bank. He's not, doesn't like he needs the money here.
That's true. All right.
We are so far just all over the fucking road tonight. It's just like, this is appropriate for our last show.
You enjoy saying that, right?
We are. Vera Charles in the chat room is talking about Pia Zadora.
We're doing birthdays. You were talking about a relevant thing to a birthday we had. I don't think that's off the track.
Oh, wait, we're in the birthday segment? Oh, I didn't even know.
All right, last birthday. Are you ready?
I am ready, Adam.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all
about that bass. I feel like this is a gotcha.
It's who?
I feel like this is a gotcha thing because it's like I know that this is a YouTube song. And I want to say it's Rebecca Black, but I think that was the Friday song. I know that she's like a one-hit YouTube wonder. She's not actually a real like recording artist.
No, this is an actual famous person who is famous now.
Well, now, but
I don't know if it came out on YouTube or not. I think it was on an album to begin with. So you may be completely wrong. I have one more song. It probably won't make any difference, but I'll play a little bit of it.
She is a lyrical genius, let me tell you that right now.
So you don't know?
I recognize this song. I know it's all about the bass, but I don't know who it is.
Chat room, anyone? Ah, chat room's got it.
It is Megan Trainor, says Yaz.
It's Megan Trainor. That's correct.
Except for me. For me, I get a...
Yeah, so 1 point for the chat room. Yeah, Megan Trainor is 22 years old.
22 years young.
And that is our last birthday for 2015.
Our very last birthday for 2015, unless I go to the Pride 48 website right now.
Well, last celebrity birthday, unless any of our Pride 48ers are indeed celebrities.
We do not have any celebrities. However, I would like to say a very happy birthday to Mikey Likes It on the 19th, to Gus Chad on the 23rd, and to the Laughing Buddha on the 27th, which is today.
Happy birthday to all of you.
Happy birthday to all of you.
So is someone saying,
what?
Thank Hydrogen that was our last birthday?
I don't know what they're saying. Who knows?
Everyone loves the birthday segment.
They do. They love the Dora song even more.
Police in New Jersey said an officer visited the home of a 7-year-old who called 911 with a Christmas emergency.
Oh my God.
She knocked her elf off of the shelf. Old Bridge police said Isabel La Peruta,
yes,
age 7, panicked when she knocked her family's elf on the shelf to the floor while throwing a ball because the popular Elf on the Shelf children's book forbids touching Santa's spies. Saying such a violation would cause Christmas magic to leave a home. The girl said she was trying to call her dad about the accident and ask the 911 dispatcher not to send an officer to her home.
A 911 emergency call to save Christmas for little 7-year-old Isabel La Peruta was very serious. Isabel
panicked after
she
accidentally
knocked one of the elves off the shelf inside her family's home. And according to the popular children's book, that means the magic of Christmas leaves the house.
Oh.
Just 4 days to Christmas, the little girl was scared
cruel.
She might have ruined it. Fearing she was in trouble with Santa, Isabella called 911.
Oh, play it,
but
play
quickly
it.
Realized that perhaps she didn't have a genuine emergency on her hands. When the police arrived to ensure everything...
Okay, I can't say. I'm so sorry, Adam. I thought they were going to play the song. I mean, I would play the call.
Anyway, the girl...
I knocked the shell, I knocked the elf on the shelf, and all the magic of Christmas I'm going to come here.
I just wanted to hear the highly trained 911 emergency. I'm sorry, ma'am, can you take a breath? Okay, ma'am, take a breath. Ma'am, take a breath. Ma'am, I need you to take a breath, please. Ma'am, it's okay. Ma'am.
Right, and she asked them not to come, but apparently they had to because
wow.
It's procedure.
Yeah, it's
so
procedure.
They had to. Anyway, so that's it. They
so
you know.
Sad.
All right, and lastly but not leastly.
Yes, those aren't real words.
Well, lastly is a word, actually.
Onward.
I'm waiting for this thing to load. I don't know why it's taking so long. All right. Like a long distance runner training for a 10K, a mountain climber steeling themselves to conquer a towering peak, Jim Braden prepared for a grueling endurance test that would challenge himself both physically and mentally. His mission, tap into the force to prove to the world that he was indeed the ultimate Star Wars fan.
Oh, dear God.
Instead of a sheer rock face or an uphill course, the gauntlet he had to pass through was outfitted with oversized chairs and cup holders, but it was a trial, no less. So, with the promise of 7 years of free movies, a boatload of collector's items, and the chance to be mythologized along the lines of a certain ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
That would be the Millennium Falcon.
Braden and a contingent.
Even though, by the way, a parsec is a measure of distance. So when you say like he did the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, that makes no sense. It's like almost as if George Lucas was a fucking hack and didn't understand the fact that like a parsec was not a measurement of time. Go ahead.
Wow. So he and a bunch of George Lucas disciples agreed to sit through a marathon presented by the Alamo Draft House.
Oh my God, in Austin, Texas.
And it doesn't say where. I think there may be more than one, but yeah. And he basically, they did a marathon of all six previous Star Wars films, plus an endless loop of The Force Awakens. Whoever was able to sit through the longest.
Yes.
Won.
Conscience. Conscious.
So in order to win, he sat through all six plus nine airings of The Force Awakens.
I wouldn't have been able to make it through episode one. I would have been like, there are so many consistencies in this movie, my head is exploding. And I would have just left. And it was like, that is not a valid thing to make a CGI character. That's comic relief.
So he watched 46
Why do the Gungans
hours.
Live underwater when they clearly, clearly breathe air? They're building spheres. I don't understand this.
He watched 46 hours of Star Wars.
How could she be a queen, but yet also be a representative in the Senate? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I haven't seen the new Star Wars, by the way.
I haven't either. We were going to and had to change our
Can
plans.
I spoil it for you?
No.
I'm going to spoil it for you.
Someone dies at the end?
Chewie, you know Chewbacca?
He's in it.
Yes. Chewie is Luke's son.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that coming? No, nobody saw that coming. That was just like,
You know the actor who plays Chewie is still the original actor?
Yeah, Peter Mayhew, is that correct?
And he signed on for the next couple of films as well. And
well, yeah, he's completely covered by a suit. It doesn't matter.
That's the only thing he's ever done, as far as I know, acting. And he lives in some obscure town in Texas and like is a plumber or something.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, hold on. In the chat room, I have to acknowledge Georgie in the chat room says, well, the Parsec comet has been explained by real scientist nerds. As bullshit. It's been explained as bullshit.
However, R2-D2, who is also an actual actor, the original actor is in the current one, but is not planned to be in the next one. But he's like 82 years old.
Well, yeah. They keep shoving him down in that little bucket. It's just like,
and C-3PO.
I heard that. I will give this spoiler. I haven't seen the movie. I only know this from what I hear on the internet, is that C-3PO is mercifully not in this movie very much. He's like in very small doses because he was like the most annoying fucker in most of these
C-3PO
films.
Is my favorite character, actually.
Really?
I think. But he's
wait. This explains why the other day you said I just listened to Catching Up, the latest episode of Catching Up, and I laughed out loud. It was so funny in several places. And I listened to that same episode, and I'm like trying to guess where you were. Let me ask you this question, Adam. Was it the mortuary? Was that one of the ones you laughed at?
No, it wasn't.
See, that was the only one that I had pegged. It was like, oh, he must have laughed at that. That must have been the thing that he laughed at.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Anyway. Those are your news.
You said that even Mike had some good. I thought Mike's only good line was when he was talking about being a sociopath. I thought that was really good.
I don't even remember what they said. I just found the episode amusing, and I laughed a couple of times to things Mike said. I don't remember what they were. That's it. That's the news, and we have an ender for the news.
Oh shit! Oh, why haven't I recorded that? Why haven't I done that?
I don't know.
Talk. Let me find it. Talk.
So, ladies and gentlemen, those were the very final two news stories for the year of our Lord.
Excellent. We do have some contact this week.
I know of one. Did you have some that I didn't have?
No, but one is some.
Okay. No, it's not.
One is some.
The very definition of one is one. Not some would be more than one.
But to say that we have some means that we have more than none.
Well, we have a contact.
But it's a great contact. It comes in from TJ, mayor of...
That's true.
Mayor of Squareopolis, TJ.
I don't hold that against her, so...
We love TJ. We love TJ a lot. Hi, TJ! Oh, I haven't played it yet. I was just saying hi, TJ.
Oh, I was getting ready for you to play it. Hi, TJ.
You were just like, yeah, I just say hi to TJ. Adam, TJ, hi. TJ, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, okay, great. Here we go. Oh, wait, I have to hit play.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. It's Zombie Girl TJ, Mayor of Squareopolis. And I'm calling in actually to answer Carrie's question about what do you tell someone like from out of this country what we're doing at Christmas time. And I just want to point out a couple of things, and that is that nobody really knows when Jesus was born. They don't have a date on it. They can't even really agree on the year. True. And the only reference in the Bible about Jesus' birth is that there were shepherds grazing their sheep in the fields, which happened in the spring, summer, and fall.
Yes.
Coincidentally, none of those happened to happen in December.
Yeah. And there's frost.
So, what happened is there's a pagan festival called the solstice, and basically people are celebrating, hey, we made it to the middle of winter, and it's time to have a party and fires and lights, and oh, look, there are these trees that don't ever lose their green, so let's decorate one of those as a symbol of being able to live through this really cold shit here in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes, it's called the Saturnalia Festival.
Sorry about all the background noise. I'm getting ready to drive to work.
Yes.
So, you know, the Christians came to the European countries and they were like, hey, you can't have that celebration anymore. And the pagans said, fuck you. And the Christians said, hey, you know what? You could celebrate in December, but you got to call it the birth of Christ. Okay? It's Christmas. It's a high holy mass. So, you know what?
What?
None of us celebrating anything in particular. We're celebrating the fact that we live in the Northern Hemisphere, and at some point near the end of December, we can kind of tell that things are shifting back towards summer again, and we know there's going to be a lot more cold, but we've got all this food put up, all this dried meat and dried berries and whatever else, however they preserve their food. And maybe some of it's starting to go bad, you know, so let's eat a whole bunch and drink ourselves into stupidity.
Should she say, like, spoiler alert before this?
Had something called Saturnalia. So, Carrie, you just tell them that we're having a midwinter festival where we like to eat a lot and fight with our families, just like those people in the early days, who knows, maybe as far back as the cavemen. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, TJ. Now, I'm going to say this.
She's so perceptive. I have all of my meat and my root vegetables all packed away for the long couple of months ahead.
Yeah. You got your meat and your
my root vegetables
packed away.
Yeah, my yams.
Oh, packed. Oh, got those yams.
Yeah, they're these really long yams. They're tubers. Some people refer to them as tubers.
Are they candied?
Some of them are candied. Some I like some.
I like them sticky.
Yeah, some sticky tubers.
Wouldn't that freak you out if you're like having sex with someone and you're like, I like it sticky? Like, what the fuck? Thank you, TJ. You know what? I'm going to say this. I don't want to set off a war. Not a war. Like not like the war on Christmas, you know, or anything like that. But, you know, friend of the show, Bill, the composer of the Daniel and, well, the Curtis and Daniel theme, Bill.
That's all that's going to be in his Wikipedia page when, you know,
Bill. If you go to Bill,
The
Curtis and Daniel theme song that was composed by Bill. That's all he ever did, ever.
We need a Pride 48-a-pedia.
Whatever. I mean, he runs a fucking research lab for Yale. I mean, it's like, but yeah, he also happened to write the Curtis and Daniel theme song. Anyway, the point is, yeah, I know, bad joke, is that he disputes the Saturnalia thing. And, you know, he is theologically adjacent to theologians. Wow. He is theologian adjacent because, you know, he's a music director for a church.
That's correct.
So he is theologian adjacent. He's saying that actually that's all kind of like been spun throughout the years, that that's not necessarily true. So I have always been taught, you know, what TJ just said, right? There was a big winter solstice festival that happened every year. And because the king got converted to Christianity, he said, hey, I'm now going to make this big, really popular, you know, holiday coincide with my religion, even though it doesn't, you know, I've always learned that as well. But apparently there's some more to it. I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
I want to call 2016 the year of enlightenment. 2016, Adam, the year of enlightenment. We're gonna take the DI Plus news department. Excuse me, the newly named DI news department, because we're dropping the plus.
Uh huh.
We're gonna take the newly minted dubious intent news department, and we're gonna research this heavily.
Okay. Are we paying them overtime?
No, we're not paying them anything. We don't pay them anything, Adam. We pay them, well, and to the extent that we pay them in our, you know, our gratitude, yes, we will pay them overtime gratitude for that.
All right, I'll get them on that.
That was our some contact.
Right. Well, sometimes you get some that I don't get. So I didn't know.
You know, I haven't been getting some lately.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm
well, you know, I guess I should know that because usually when you're getting some, everyone's hearing about it. You're like sending us pictures of the some you're getting.
That is
and like,
so not true. I so do not
you
kiss
know,
and tell.
You're like bragging about
when did I ever bag? And, when did I ever, you were so far off, sir. When did I ever brag about it?
I've seen pictures of yams and all kinds of things that you've had all kinds of places. Please.
I don't, that please. That's not bragging or whatever. That's just stating facts, really.
Ooh, look at this. Look at this.
I mean, you know, the alternative is turning around behind you and going like, go ahead, say it, say it.
I'm not, what? I didn't know you were.
Oh, the alternative is me turning around and saying, are you looking at our website?
Are you in?
Yeah. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on a voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
I knew you were setting me up or something, but I'll age.
I know, but I just figured that was, oh, I thought you were there.
I didn't. I was like, what was the title?
I thought you were there. It was like a little delay that, you know, the editing will take out most of that delay. Let me tell you guys, there was like a 30-second pause. Well, Adam,
well, this particular computer was being slow.
Oh, it's the computer's fault now. Anyway, Adam, hey, happy 2015 as we close out the year. I will see you next year. Because I'll be here next Sunday. Are you going to be here next Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Next Sunday, January 3rd, we will be here, right here on Pride48.com. And we look forward to seeing you there, too. So, have a happy New Year.
Talking about all our New Year's resolutions.
Say happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.